Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, another conclusion to the work week, another beginning to the weekend, only this time we got a three-day weekend. So enjoy it, as hopefully it brings some smiles to your face and a good time and family. As we end up with another jam-packed week here on news, for anywhere from the stock market to the shooting to these sensational special prosecutors investigating just about everyone. Boy, I'll tell you, it's not that there's ever not enough to talk about. So, the media keeps going back for this, and it isn't that I'm without sentiment or anything. When facts come out, it's fine. I find it frustrating, especially to hear these young kids being interviewed, and it's like they're on cloud nine. I mean, not on cloud nine, somewhere else. They can't really make the adjustment to what went on. It's like they're in total and complete shock. And they're getting all of these mystery signals from people what to do. Go in a room, lock yourself in there, get under a bed, run. The instructions are coming through fast and furious. And these kids, most of them, too young to know what real life is, are really in a state of shock. You got all these cell phones taking pictures of bloody people, bloody kids lying there dead. It's surreal, isn't it? And if you think of yourself in a calm situation that's in now, who would think that under those conditions you would show extraordinary heinous acts? I really don't think this is the case where they're looking for their 15 minutes of attention in society. It's just disheartening what this country has come to in a certain respect, and it's mostly related to news, because I may be one of the few who comes on air and says, I'm really surprised there aren't more of these going on. And I really am, for the population of this country and for the degree that we see in society every day. Some of the facts that are now coming out here, local police making 36 trips to the house of the Florida mass murderer over a six-year period for erratic or violent behavior. This is reported by BuzzFeed. Man, that's a lot of trips. Ever have your alarm go off and they're entitled you to one or two go-offs in the town a year before they find you? I don't think there are any consequences here, but it's six of these a year. And yet we now just take it as a matter of fact. But it's not so easy to spot these signals either. It is and there isn't. I mean, how do you pick up and become a psychologist for every young walking student who has to deal with dysfunction in his or her life every day? Nicholas Cruz confessed to the massacre of 17 students and adults at a high school in Parkland, Florida. He's never been arrested until Wednesday, so what do you want to use for criteria? Let's look back and see if there were any arrests. There were none. So do you wait for the first mistake, which in this case could be too tragic, or do you step in? I'm not trying to minimize the responsibilities of those who have these painstaking jobs of spotting out people in advance who not only have issues, because a lot of people have issues, that's the key here, but determining whether these issues will lead to what we saw in Florida. There's no simple solution to this. More rules on the books regarding guns, it's not going to work. I mean, the anti-gun group doesn't understand, and it's just like the old Einstein saying, you say things over and over and long enough, you keep trying to certain things over and over and they fail. What makes you think they're going to succeed? It would be wonderful if we could eradicate these problems in society with a magic bullet or an inoculation. We're dealing with too many of these issues every single day. Back in September of 2016, police responded to the house of Cruz with his mother and brother because Nicholas had been fighting with his mom. How unusual is that? That in of itself, I hate to say it's pretty common and pretty dysfunctional. And now you look how much deeper it goes. He's been cutting his arms to get attention as he learned it from an ex-girlfriend. He's been mentioned in the past that he would like to purchase a firearm. These are kind of telltale warnings that go from just depression and argumentation to a much more serious state. However, a therapist from Henderson Mental Health, also at the home, deemed that Nicholas Cruz lived at, said that there was no threat to anyone or himself at this present time, and everybody left without incident. Do you say, well, this is just another incident? People talk about Trump being heartless on how he's handling this because he doesn't recommend the return and suspension of all guns in society. It's not a solution to the problem. It will only add fuel to the problem. There are millions of responsible gun owners in this country who have prevented crimes, either like this or other crimes, just because the people around them know they're concealing a weapon and know how to use it. And that's where courage kind of falls flat on its face with a lot of the people who are in this situation. Nicholas and Zachary suffered from mental health issues, according to the reports, which detail all these incidents of the two boys who threw items and were out of control, ran away from home, and fought and argued with their mother and one another. Nicholas Cruz eventually would undergo treatment for mental health issues, according to reports, but stopped about a year ago. You're looking at a solution that borders on the impossible. You're looking at a solution in effect, which means that would cut down the numbers of crime and their violence as a possibility if parents would step forward. report errant or erratic behavior on the part of their sons. And, of course, a lot of them are. They fear that they'll be turning them over, losing them. I understand these battles aren't as simple as they appear to be to you and I, especially if you've been on the fortunate side of things like I have, and I've never experienced anything like this. I've seen anger, and I've seen temper tantrums, and I've seen verbal threats. They're just somehow different. And I think in many ways it's unfair to people in power other than specific institutions to come to the conclusion that this person is about to step over the line, has stepped over the line, will step over the line. I'd like to see some actual studies of this. And I'm not one who's saying that, well, listen, clinically, we're going to solve this problem. We're not. But we've got to do our very best to explore deeply and get these people out of their own way and out of the way of people they may endanger, whether it be their family, their friends, or innocents who just happen to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. It's just a work in progress. Back right away. Stu Taylor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rating number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
Hi, this is Eric Bolling of the Fox News Channel. I wrote The Swamp. I was on with Stu Taylor doing a great interview. Love Stu. Always good to be back with Stu and speak to you soon.
All right, we're back, and let's change subjects here this morning. Just enough gruesome talk on a Friday about the horrific events of this past week. And you can add them all up, and one is too many. But it's inconceivable that you can just put a roadblock on this and stop it. It just is. And I'd rather do with reality than the liberals' perspective of throwing out compassion and hope to people that they can't really do anything about. You've got to do it yourself, folks. And you've got to have more than a pair of eyes and have your hands on things in order to read what's going on with your kids. And I wonder how difficult that is. I mean, my wife and I never did it. I'm saying we're not better than anybody else. We just lucked out. If you're one of those people, how often do you talk to friends of yours who are mothers and fathers, and you say, my God, you just never had a problem? Well, I don't mean an angry moment or two, of course. That would be unnatural. But I've been so blessed, and I find it so difficult to begin to even to process information of what could happen. It's just, to me, it's right up there with the worst things in the world that could happen to you. And I'm not here to give parental or marital advice, but I am here to say that we do need some control. We need some regulation. We need to be along this path of growth with our kids. And if we can accept that and do it within balance and not react to every little thing, I think this will be very helpful in the long run, especially if there are no inherent dysfunctional problems with the kid. Then you get outside external voices from the environment, from peers who many of them today take strange roads. And when these kids get hooked in with this crowd or these crowds, the results can be unconventional, to say the least. So let me jump from there to immigration. And you've got conservative commentator Jonah Goldberg, very good writer for the National Review and for other outlets. He claimed that both the Democrat and Republican parties are incentivized to reject immigration reform, which is why an immigration bill will likely not pass. Now think about this in insensitivity. After a while, you reach a point where it becomes out of your comfort zone to accomplish any of this. This is at least what Goldberg thinks, that the basic explanation for why we saw what we saw is simply that everyone sees that their political interests are better served by not having a deal than by having a deal. And he says he thinks one of the mistakes the Trump administration made was that he thought their initial proposal, unveiled at the State of the Union, could have been a final compromise solution. It's actually pretty generous on a lot of the things, or something else along those lines. But our discourse, our communication with others, seems to have little meaning. Whether you shake a hand, make it verbally, or I think even more morally dangerous, is you put it on a tablet or a piece of paper, and then you sit down and someone says, "This isn't what I meant." Which is why all issues like this should be handled at the onset. The basic explanation for what we saw is simply that everyone sees that their political interests are better served by not making a deal than by making a deal. And I think one of the mistakes the Trump administration has made really could have resulted in this being confiscated and completed. But when you add Trump's personality issues, and oh no, I'm not deflecting myself from those, you create a system where almost we challenge someone. And the more you challenge them, the more they're defiant not to be conciliatory. And everyone seems to be negotiating with themselves and then revealing a finished product saying, "See how much we came to your position?" Where is this immigration debate today? I think it's almost past the point of no return now, because nobody's going to budge an inch. And when someone offends the other side, they dig back in, they dig their heels in. Now, I'm not for a comprehensive immigration bill. I've noticed how much Republicans have changed their mind and their approach in order to put this behind us, and I'm not condemning it. It's really simple. Number one, people who don't have legal immigration status have to wait in line. But it doesn't seem that way. It seems as if they go to the head of the line. And I'm not buying into it. It's unfair to the people who have taken their tests, spent their money, and are looking to do the best job they can at becoming American citizens. I really don't know if I'm seeing give and compromise in Trump, or whether this is part of his proposed plan to weed out these evil forces of the Democrat Party and then approach them. Some things are not easy to spot, and other things change as the conditions in society change. We don't have any immediate solutions. I'm not handing over anything to legalize the illegals. I'm just not doing it. More on this issue when we come back. This is Stu Taylor. We'll be right back.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are a few of the things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Sundays 9 to 10 a.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hello, this is Ann Coulter, author of 10 New York Times bestsellers, most recently Never Talk to a Liberal Over 3, and I just finished a great interview with Stu Taylor.
I'll never let you go. Why? Because I love you.
Still performing, Frankie Avalon, the great Frankie Avalon, as we come back and talk about more serious issues than back in those days. The issue of immigration debate now. It's all politically driven. So that you sit and you listen and we're looking for a bipartisan solution. I could faint when I hear that. A bipartisan solution. Not going to be any bipartisan solutions for a long time. I think the closest thing coming may be the infrastructure bill with Trump and how much it will be funded publicly, how much of it will be funded privately. So Jonah Goldberg, who came out with this with these statements, was referring to the negotiating between Democrats and Republicans in Congress over an immigration bill and their inability to reach a compromise bill. You got Trump offered a large concession. I mean, I still can't believe the concession he offered. It's like the Israelis offered Yasser Arafat 95% of what he wanted, and they refused it. He refused it because he was on the verge of being assassinated. I don't think right now that that's the case in this country. Although I don't know for sure. I'm not the continued conspiracist. So, anyway, I lost in so many ways. And you don't know how to climb out of this hole. Trump offered this large concession by saying he would back a pathway to citizenship for 1.8 billion DREAM illegal immigrants, but demanded that the Democrats give him $25 billion in exchange for building the border wall and other enforcements. Shouldn't this achieve everything the Democrats want and more? Because they were looking for the freedom or the escape of 700,000 dreamers. And now they get this dumped in exchange for the border. Now they have to pay for the border, which is a drop in the bucket. I keep saying it every day. And those 1.8 million dreamers, once the families are enlarged and once the methods for getting them in are changed, are going to result in, I don't know, how many millions more? I mean, the big question is Trump going to do this? I don't think he will, because every time it comes to a head on both sides, the offers are rejected. So Democrats balked at the suggestion, but fell short of fulfilling their promise to immigration and its advocates to shut down the government for the sake of securing the deferred action for childhood arrivals. That's DACA extensions by the dreamers. And what the networks do, if you go to MSNBC or NBC or CBS or CNN, is that they find the cream of the cream And they put them on to defend their positions. Their families have been here for years. They have worked hard. They've established professional careers in 25 years. Why should they be deported? And you have to answer the question either with your head or your heart. And if you don't answer it with your head, you're going to have broken hearts in this country. Our own United States citizens who came here legally aren't going to be able to fulfill their expectations and their dreams. Aren't they dreamers too? Shouldn't our own dreamers who have gone through the legal process be entitled to the same rewards? And we don't have to be immigrants, first generation or second generation immigrants, to be dreamers. Many, many, many Americans are dreamers. And although we live in the best country in the world, we're finding out right now that the specifications aren't up to what they should be. And because of things we're doing on so many levels, bureaucracies, reinvestment of monies to different areas, etc., are not making the extreme contributions that they should. I don't come on here and say that there is an immediate solution to these problems. There isn't. But you have to work, and I don't mean work in a polarized way. I mean constructively. Democrats balked at the suggestion, but fell short of fulfilling their promise to immigration advocates to shut down the government for the sake of securing DACA extensions for dreamers. Some Republicans are blaming the president and staff for this. Headline on immigration policy and claim that Trump has been persuaded against the deal by their interventions. You can't believe everything you hear. Because if you do, you'll be going down that wrong road. What you have to do is realize that not all solutions are a result of compromise. Sometimes the person or the people in charge just have to say, we're going to do it this way, and we're going to get it done. And here we have that great philosophical and political divide led by past likes of Harry Reid, now by Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer, and there's word that Nancy Pelosi may not be back, and all the Republicans, maybe to the amazement of most of our listening audience, would say, oh, please, please come back, Nancy. She's 77. She's as, excuse me, she's as daffy as they come. She's unable to, I think, to deal with reality or understand it or comprehend it. I wonder what her excuse was before this happened. But I think it's time that we as a nation took charge and kept going on. And I like this about Trump. You fail with repeal and replacement together. It's still an open topic. And then you've got to deal with the consequences of that. And the consequences are, take a bad thing, turn it into a good thing. Infrastructure status, whether it's $1.5 trillion or $1 trillion, has got to be accomplished. I mean, I'm afraid I'm going to have to drive with six sets of tires. The roads are so bad. We'll then go after, I'm sure, Obamacare again. But we can't sit stagnant, and because one major policy isn't successful, do what other politicians have done and said, well, we're not going to go anywhere until we're going to fix this. Trump has a remarkable way of turning tail and turning on a dime and saying, we're going to have to get this corrected now. So we just have to keep working. I'll keep trying to do that here every day.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Legal Exchange, Sundays 9 to 10 a.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hello, this is Ann Coulter, author of 10 New York Times bestsellers, most recently Never Talk to a Liberal Over 3, and I just finished a great interview with Stu Taylor.
I'll never let you go. Why? Because I love you.
Still performing, Frankie Avalon, the great Frankie Avalon, as we come back and talk about more serious issues than back in those days. The issue of immigration debate now. It's all politically driven. So that you sit and you listen, we're looking for a bipartisan solution. I could faint when I hear that. A bipartisan solution. Not going to be any bipartisan solutions for a long time. I think the closest thing coming may be the infrastructure bill with Trump and how much it will be funded publicly, how much of it will be funded privately. So Jonah Goldberg, who came out with this with these statements, was referring to the negotiating between Democrats and Republicans in Congress over an immigration bill and their inability to reach a compromise bill. You got Trump offered a large concession. I mean, I still can't believe the concession he offered. It's like the Israelis offered Yasser Arafat 95% of what he wanted, and they refused it. He refused it because he was on the verge of being assassinated. I don't think right now that that's the case in this country. Although I don't know for sure. I'm not the continued conspiracist. So, anyway, I'm lost in so many ways. And you don't know how to climb out of this hole. Trump offered this large concession by saying he would back a pathway to citizenship for 1.8 billion DREAMer illegal immigrants, but demanded that the Democrats give him $25 billion in exchange for building the border wall and other enforcements. Shouldn't this achieve everything the Democrats want more? Because they were looking for the freedom or the escape of 700,000 DREAMers. And now they get this dumped in exchange for the border. Now they have to pay for the border, which is a drop in the bucket. I keep saying it every day. And those 1.8 million dreamers, once the families are enlarged and once the methods for getting them in are changed, are going to result in, I don't know, how many millions more? I mean, the big question is would Trump, is Trump going to do this? I don't think he will, because every time it comes to a head on both sides, the offers are rejected. So Democrats balked at the suggestion, but fell short of fulfilling their promise to immigration and its advocates to shut down the government for the sake of securing the deferred action for childhood arrivals. That's DACA extensions by the Dreamers. And what the networks do, if you go to MSNBC or NBC or CBS or CNN, is that they find the cream of the cream and they put them on to defend their positions. Their families have been here for years. They have worked hard. They've established professional careers in 25 years. Why should they be deported? And you have to answer the question either with your head or your heart. And if you don't answer it with your head, you're going to have broken hearts in this country. Our own United States citizens who came here legally aren't going to be able to fulfill their expectations and their dreams. Aren't they dreamers too? Shouldn't our own dreamers who have gone through the legal process be entitled to the same rewards? And we don't have to be immigrants, first generation or second generation immigrants, to be dreamers. Many, many, many Americans are dreamers. And although we live in the best country in the world, we're finding out right now that the specifications aren't up to what they should be. And because of things we're doing on so many levels, bureaucracies, reinvestment of monies to different areas, etc., are not making the extreme contributions that they should. I don't come on here and say that there is an immediate solution to these problems. There isn't. But you have to work, and I don't mean work in a polarized way. I mean constructively. Democrats balked at the suggestion, but fell short of fulfilling their promise to immigration and advocates to shut down the government for the sake of securing DACA extensions for Dreamers. Some Republicans are blaming the president and staff for this. Headline on immigration policy and claim that Trump has been persuaded against the deal by their interventions. You can't believe everything you hear. Because if you do, you'll be going down that wrong road. What you have to do is realize that not all solutions are a result of compromise. Sometimes the person or the people in charge just have to say, we're going to do it this way, and we're going to get it done. And here we have that great philosophical and political divide led by past likes of Harry Reid, now by Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer, and there's word that Nancy Pelosi may not be back, and all the Republicans, maybe to the amazement of most of our listening audience, would say, oh, please, please come back, Nancy. She's 77. She's as, excuse me, she's as daffy as they come. She's unable to, I think, to deal with reality or understand or comprehend it. I wonder what her excuse was before this happened. But I think it's time that we as a nation took charge and kept going on.
Biz Talk Radio.